Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy freezing Tuesday, as Vic points out. Let's try this crap again, shall we? So
all right.
Today goes a little better than yesterday.
Okay, can't be worse than
Pete. Man, oh man. I know.
It's not like we have weather forecasts or anything.
Crazy. Yeah, I heard a young lady from MoDOT on Chris and Amy's show, and at best it was kind of Caroline Leavitt-ish. Just tons of deflections and excuses and okay. Let's be fair. It's a difficult, much of the time, thankless job being a MoDOT person.
And being a spokesperson.
A spokesperson, totally. Not her fault. I'm sure she didn't make a single decision. But you, when I say you only do one thing, I mean in the snow.
Right.
They do tons of stuff year-round, 365. But when you have a snow event coming in, to St. Louis, which is like internationally known for botching snow events.
I mean, it got a mayor fired.
Yes. Like, and I'm no meteorologist, but I know this much because we were, you know, watching the weather because, you know, Phoebe and going to KU and all that kind of stuff. So I'm always watching from Lawrence back here. How about when the snow gets to Columbia, Missouri, you start treating the roads.
Maybe.
You got a couple hours.
Yeah.
Put something down. Now, this is my first attempt at running MoDOT.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Hey, nobody's perfect.
No one's perfect.
Yeah.
But maybe just call someone in Colo and say, is it snowing? And if they say yes, get the boys out there.
I mean, it is MoDOT, right? They cover the entire state. Don't they have people out west in the southwest could be like, hey guys!
It's a great point.
Snow's coming!
That's a great point.
It's here!
They probably have walkie-talkies.
I bet they have phones, too.
Bet they do.
Guys! You could probably do something. I don't know. Like, but what did we know the forecast was? Like, it started earlier than people thought, right?
Yes.
I mean, the forecast was more like afternoon drive-ish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But wouldn't logistically the best time to pre-treat be, like, after the morning rush?
Before the evening rush?
Before you would get to people, like, you know, I heard the explanation, like, well, people left work early. Yeah, that's what everybody does when there's snow. You need to be out before that.
Yeah, because their kids got out early.
It's not that complicated. So if the schools knew, hey, guys, we're closing early, why does MoDOT not know it before that? I'm sorry. I mean, like, I'm not saying this is the easiest thing in the world, but it's also not that hard to be proactive. And then what's the worst case scenario? You go put some chemical down on the roads, and then the snow is not that bad. Well, we wasted some chemical. And if the state can't afford to make that kind of minor mistake, we got bigger issues.
Now, the one thing I did see brought up in some of the comment sections was, since it came earlier than anticipated, like, I mean, think about the way the radio station works. If you suddenly needed someone to come into work 4 or 5 hours early, how many of the people who work here would actually be able to make that happen? And I'm wondering if that was an issue with MoDOT yesterday. You know, they had scheduled people for later in the day, and then it's like, oh no, it's here. but they just didn't have the staff ready.
I'm far less charitable than you, Rach. It's kind of you to say that, but you got one job. And it's
and
not,
snow was
it's,
in the forecast.
This isn't like the Galveston hurricane. We have ways of predicting these things.
Yeah, it didn't just show up on your doorstep out of nowhere.
Be ready. I mean, like, if I'm running MoDOT, God forbid, and the weather's supposed to get here between 3 and 5 p.m., I'm ready to roll in the morning. Because guess what? Weather's unpredictable. Maybe it's going to come at 11 like it did. Maybe it's going to come at 11 p.m. Things change. I'm a little more upset with the way it is this morning. Like,
yeah,
I really thought driving in was going to be easy.
Smooth and free, yeah.
But Highway 40 has, you know, still got those ice slush lanes.
Yeah.
And downtown is just sort of icy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe I'm just a bitcher.
I think we all are when it comes to this because it's better. Look, I was just up in Chicago. They do this better. You know, I grew up in Michigan. We did this better. And I'm not saying that we have the same exact resources allocated this far south as you would in Chicago or Detroit. But you could learn. And like, just as an example, how many people over Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm one of them, looked at a forecast and said, wow, snow's coming. I'm not going to wait for it to start with a blizzard to drive home in the blizzard. I'm going to leave a day early. Where is the preemptive action to say we don't want this to become a problem? So let's act early. And if we're wrong on that side, then we're wrong on that side. Because when you're wrong on the other side, people's lives are at risk.
Yeah.
And their cars are at risk. How many accidents happened last night? And how many of those happened between noon and 7 p.m., 8 p.m., or even noon until now? Because the highways didn't get treated until after they were too crowded to treat. Or until after too much had fallen. I mean, if you're going to be wrong on the side of being early. Or putting stuff down on the roads that ends up being unnecessary. Don't be wrong on the side that causes accidents and puts people's health at risk.
So let's make something good of Tuesday. Today is Giving Tuesday. So whatever your charity of choice is, by all means do that. But if you don't have one, today would be a great day to put up about a $5,000 day for Operation Food Search. All you have to do is go to operationfoodsearch.org. It's very easy to make a donation. I've done it many times, and there's a little space there for a comment. Just put in DGS, and that will go into our total. We're trying to get to $700,000 over 8 years this holiday season, and we're doing well. We're at, like, basically $21,000. 3 weeks, $7,000 per week. Keep it going. That's great. Let's see if we can get a $5,000 day today online. Bissinger's, the truffles are going to kick in here in a couple days. So hopefully you guys will buy those for the holidays because let's say they're $19.99. I don't know that that's what they're going to be, but let's say that's what it is. $19.99 goes to Operation Food Search. Nothing goes to us. Nothing goes to Bissinger's. Nothing goes to Odyssey. Everything goes to Operation Food Search. So, Rach, you were mentioned today.
Where? someone mentioned me.
Yes. So I was in the KMOX talent office, which is about 27 degrees. It is so cold in there.
It's chilly.
And it was Andrew and Wheels, and then Amy walked in, and she was like, oh, my God, like only Amy can. Like, she's floating. Like, if I tied a string to her belt, she'd be like a balloon. And she's just like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Rachel, when she talked about sitting on the chairs and how people's butts are on the chairs and how people fart in the chairs, she said, I went home and I took off my pants and I washed them immediately. And I'm so freaked out. And it's so gross to me. And she just kept going and kept going and kept going. That was interesting. But then my boy, Andrew, he like laid the boom down. He actually said to her, I don't mean to be mean, but Amy, you need to get a real problem.
I think if your days and nights are consumed with, I have to sit on a chair that another person also has to sit on, I think you don't have enough to worry about.
She goes, what? And he goes, you need to run up some bills or something.
Yeah, you need some debt. You need some bills. You need something.
You need to throw a mouse in your car or something like that.
Yeah, you need something else to focus on in your days and nights other than I'm sitting in a chair where another person sat one time.
Yeah, and like, I could not co-sign on that more. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, the entire history of humanity, we've all, I mean, I told her, like, look, every human being, all we ever do, we're always sitting on someone else's butt.
Basically, like, anytime
this way. Somebody else has always sat on that rock or on that bed or on that chair.
Yeah, anytime you sit on something, if you ever sit on something other than, like, a chair that you bought fresh off the plastic in your own house,
well,
someone else has sat on it.
Correct. But the point I was trying to make yesterday is, like, I foolishly think of this as my chair.
Yeah.
And it's not. It is a shared chair.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're just reminded of that, you know, again, you move around a little different and it's like, oh, yeah, right. Okay. So there's, like, a bunch of boys that also sit here. It's fine. It's not consuming my every thought, but you could get a little neurotic about that from time to time.
I started to ask you if boys' butts are worse, and I realized how stupid that question
was. Yeah, go with yes, they are.
Yes, the answer is yes.
She works with three of us. Yeah. Man, she knows.
I've had a boy butt for 61 years.
I know my diet pretty well.
I don't know if it's worse. I don't know if it's, like, scientifically, biologically worse, but it's behaviorally worse.
Yeah, we'll put it this way. If I shared the chair with Amy and only Amy, I would have never brought up the topic. So I would never really care.
Should we label a chair in here just the girl's chair?
The difference between my butt and a girl's butt is the difference between an inside dog and an outside dog.
Yeah. Yes. Rachel eats an apple for lunch, and then I have an entire pizza with buffalo sauce on it. I think I'm going to go with mine's worse.
Dave is the farm dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's so great. I'm probably the same. I'm probably more of a sled dog, but yeah. Whew.
Oh, gosh.
I'm my friend's barn dog that used to drink beer as a trick.
But see, the funny thing about it is, like, Rach, when you brought it up yesterday, it didn't have the same energy and fear attached to it that Amy had. Amy acted like she went home afraid.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, Amy was like, I went home and burned all of my clothes.
Well, it's funny.
For fear that I sat somewhere someone else did once.
I was thinking of Amy yesterday because I washed a coffee mug here, and then I don't want to use the communal sponge at this building. I would rather
just... I'm with
you
on that.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather just... I'll use my hand, and then I'll use, like, a paper towel to dry off
the
mug. I'll
use a cat before I use that.
Right. I thought of Amy because, unless I'm mistaken, she said she uses paper towels for, like, every time she does the dishes. She hates, like, the sponges that much.
I get it.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel kind of bad that I've, like, now added a new fear into the, like, cleanliness fear.
You know why I won't use someone else's squeegee sponge?
Why?
Because I've seen what I do with them. Like, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not sticking them places. I just mean, like, cleaning out a chili bowl, and then you're like, I'll wash that later. I mean, it's just...
Toss that sponge off to the side.
I'll get a new one.
It's a later problem. Yeah, that's why I bought the 3-pack.
We're such an interesting species because so many of us are, like, super hyper-concerned about cleanliness, and this is by far the cleanest time humans have ever had in their entire history.
Very true.
Millions of years we survived being way dirtier than we are right now.
Yeah.
Not that we should go backwards. I'm just saying, like, we obsess about things when, man, we got all these antiseptic cleaners and everything's got a spray and everything's got a wipe and everything's got a soap. Like, we're good. We're all right. We're all right.
Now, I've always heard, mostly from dirty people, that you can over-sanitize.
Oh.
Yeah, you can wash your hands too much. You can take too many antibiotics. You can use too much hand sanitizer. Like, I'm pretty much au naturel out here, so. And look at me!
The outside dog.
My head can't take it. Could I be wrong? Attention! Since you've been gone, there's something I wanna say.
Welcome back, guys. DGS124. Wheel said that his next door neighbor kids had a snow day today, which makes me happy because I'm pretty sure by the time Phoebe ended high school, it was all e-learning days, which blow.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to school.
That is robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to make them up, right? Don't they have to make them up at the end of the year? Isn't that how that works? Like, you miss a snow day, you tack one on to the end of the school year?
My memory of being in the game was that only counted if you took too many snow days.
I got you. So they built in a certain number. I get you.
You got a few.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I figured out who Catholics were.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea what a Catholic was. And when I would listen to KMOX or watch the news to see the closings, it would be like St. Ambrose, St. Penelope's. I'm like, who the hell are these saint people? They always get off school.
Yeah.
I want to go to one of these schools. What do I got to do?
Yeah, we always had the same thing because I went to Catholic schools from fourth grade through high school. And in some cases, the smaller ones, you don't have your own busing service and you got like complications because people are coming from wild ranges. It's not like a public school where you're like all from that very area.
You got the Pope weighing in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to get Vatican approval to do that. But we didn't have to make up our snow days at the end. That was the cool part.
You guys remember, I don't know about girls, because I don't know about girls. But when I was a kid and it was snowy, whether it was a snow day or it's a weekend, whatever, and you're out there usually playing football or sledding or something, remember how cold your wrists would get? Like, that was my thing. Like, when I was forced to go in, that's typically what it was. Like, you're playing football, you're having snowball fights, and that ice and snow get on your wrist, and there's just no covering them, and good times.
I'm wondering how it would be different for girls.
Well, I just don't know if you guys did that. Like, did you play football in the snow?
No.
There you go.
But, I mean, you're still in the snow rolling about.
Again, don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot that could get in. Like it was the worst when it would get in like your shirt.
Yeah.
Somehow, you know, you'd go down in a snow pile and all of a sudden it's like getting out of there. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Because after a while though, like you give it like 10, 15 minutes, you've worked up a sweat. You're fine.
Yeah.
You know, you're like you're not gonna get too cold, but at first you're just freezing. Do you ever get to the point though where you're so desperate with your accuracy in a snowball fight that you just start taking your gloves off so you can throw better?
I remember the ecstasy of coming in the house from a snow play and you're so cold and you're peeling off those frozen socks and your mom's got something cozy for you and you're like over the top shivering.
The best.
And then you settle in for a little Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Did you guys ever build the snow forts?
One time when I was about 10, a bunch of like 18-year-olds built a for real igloo.
Oh.
That was the coolest thing I ever saw.
That's crazy. We never had that ingenuity, but we had those. So when we were, I don't know if they had it when you were kids, but probably because they had these little plastic blocks that you could fill with snow.
We didn't have those.
And it was like snow bricks.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would just build walls as like across the yard and across the street. Yeah. And we would just have these battles. And the goal was to try to knock the wall down with snowballs and not with like going over and just mashing them.
This will surprise no one, but I don't know that I ever finished a snowman. I just get bored. Mm,
yeah. I never really loved that too much. A little slow.
Yeah.
I would make like little tiny ones.
See, that was smart.
Yeah, it's just like basically three snowballs. And it's like,
total,
here we go.
Total Dave, I'd be like, I'm going to build the world's biggest snowman. And then I would start and I'd get halfway through his bottom and be like, I don't
know. Oh, we would always we always tried to do the biggest boulder ever. Like we tried to get the one, you know, the big. Yeah. We weren't trying to make a snowman, but we were trying to make the biggest boulder we could make.
Robert says, dude, the snow mountains in the grocery store parking lots. Oh, I never played on one of those.
Dude, those were in our school parking lots. Because it's a Catholic school, so the whole parking lot's for the church every Sunday, and they have to plow everything to the side for a huge parking lot. We had 8-foot, 9-foot snow piles all lining the parking lot, and they would stay all year.
Now you'd probably get in trouble for getting on those.
Maybe, yeah.
Boy, this is the oldest we've sounded in quite a while.
They won't even let you touch the snow these days.
I don't know about the girls.
In my day, we used to play King of the Hill.
The young lady should be staying inside and quilting, not playing in the snow.
These days, snowmen will get deported.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I think of flying down.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, KMOX, happy Tuesday. Dave Hines, our buddy who's from L.A., says, you guys are making me miss the snow. Not like really miss, more like how you miss high school football practice. Totally get it. Totally get it. It's an era. It's just like a place in time.
What's up?
Just Dave things. I'm just thinking about, I've talked a lot about how I'm a people pleaser, which is not great, but one of the side effects of being a people pleaser is that my friends make out great. Wheeler was just telling me he needs a new pair of boots, and he likes kind of biker boots, and I have an almost new pair of black biker boots his size, so I'm going to bring them to him tomorrow.
Oh,
I love giving people things. You've noticed this.
Mm-hmm.
Guitars and stuff. Like, that's a great side effect of being a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that they really touch. The people pleaser thing is more pathology. But yeah, I love giving people stuff.
Isn't it funny, though, it's kind of connected to your, like, your internet shopping fun time. Like, that's how you spend fun time is like, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And then it ends up turning around and doing the other thing.
Very true. Very true. Here's something I was going to talk about. I don't know if anyone else is like this, because most of you have a real job where it's like 9 to 5 and you have a consistent work day. We don't. And I guarantee you when I go home tonight, I will change into my Adam Sandler outfit and get on the couch and put on the news and pull out my iPad and grab the notebook and I'll start working. And I'm not working on the railroad all night, but like, I'll do 3/4 of my show prep in the evenings. And then I get up in the morning, get my coffee, do the same thing, do about 2 hours of show prep, get here about 10. And from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon when we start the show, I am lost. I am worthless. Rach, what do I do the whole time?
Look on TikTok.
I just sit there and look on TikTok. I wander.
You go on a walkabout.
I walk around.
He wanders and he ponders.
And I give people guitars. And like, that's, I'm just so purposeless between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. I could get a part-time job, I guess. Work at the Aldi's.
I could teach you how to start making some infographics for social media.
I could do that.
Hey.
I could become an influencer.
Little side gig.
Could be an influencer.
Instead of watching the TikTok, you could become a TikTok star.
Hey, I had a question about DoorDash.
Yeah.
So last night when it was snowing, they may have just shut DoorDash down. I don't know, because I didn't even try it. Because my thinking was, I don't want some poor person to have to drive to my house to bring me a taco. But then the only people who are going to do that are people who are out there waiting for someone to order something, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know how to feel about that.
I struggle in the same way. I've had the same, like, you know, emotions before, not last night, but like in general. And yet you do kind of, I mean, you are, if you go out on a night when it's like real snowy or whatever, icy, and you turn on your DoorDash or whatever, like you are making the decision.
Right.
You know, no one is being forced to deliver this. So I would say that it's okay to do, but tip extra. Tip big.
Yeah.
Big tip.
For sure.
Because the what really is the bummer is when you go out on a bad weather night, because I did it sometimes when it was, you know, real rainy or whatever, and you turn it on and you get those really, really bad orders that you have to take, but they're for a dollar and they don't tip and, you know.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. So I think it's okay. They are taking on, they know they're taking on the risk when they activate their DoorDash for the evening or whatever. Just make sure you tip well.
What do you guys not give a rat's ass about? For example, Sunday I was watching CBS Sunday, I think it was, and it was featuring Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin singing with a girl. I think the he used to have like that country star, I don't know her name,
mm-hmm.
and they did albums, and now he's got a new girl. And I don't dislike Robert Plant. I just couldn't care less. Could not care less about what he is doing. And then I saw Fred Armisen on my TikTok.
No.
I've always felt like Fred Armisen is a millionaire because people don't want to feel stupid by not liking him. I always felt like he was doing something like next level, and I just didn't get it. He's never made me, he has only made me uncomfortable. And I just, do you have anyone like that in the panorama of stars out there that you're just like, I don't hate you. I just don't care at all what you're doing.
I mean, I feel that way. I feel like Sabrina Carpenter is one of those celebrities that you either are like completely all in on, or people just hate her and criticize everything she does. I am pretty firmly like in the neutral camp when it comes to her. And I think that's rare. Because people will either be like, can you believe what she did? Or they're like worshiping her. And I'm just over here like, I like the espresso song, I guess. That one's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel much the same way about Sabrina. You know, I don't, I mean, take or leave. I mean, even like Taylor Swift. Like, I'm interested in whatever she's up to, right? I follow along and whatever, but I don't, like, I don't know.
See, it kind of goes along with, I don't do that much public speaking anymore, but I used to speak to a lot of high school and college kids who wanted to be creatives. And one thing that I would always tell them, which I think is true, Andrew was one of those when I went to Lewis and Clark. Mm-hmm. And I said, to be a creative, you have to try and fail enough and do enough bad impressions of other people in your industry until you find your authentic voice. And then after 5-10 years, you find your authentic voice as a stand-up comedian, a radio personality, a singer, a journalist, whatever it is. But just because you find your authentic voice doesn't mean people are going to want it. Right? Like
yeah.
You can be the very best that you can be, and people go, eh, it's meh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But you just have to have your group, though.
Very true.
And,
that's very
and,
true.
And now, more than ever before, you can find your group.
Very true.
And your group can find you.
Yeah.
And how many podcasts are out there that maybe by and large people are like, whatever, but they got their 5,000 people or their 10, whatever. It could be 100,000. But the point is, like, everybody's got, you can find somebody who likes what you do. And because by seeking the same circles, the things you like.
It's a great point.
Yeah. It's not necessarily going to be big success, though.
Yeah.
Right, it's not necessarily going to be, I'm a major star. It might be, I'm a minorly known person, but it's a living, or it's a fun side gig, or whatever.
Yeah, very true. I'm just going to be shotgunning here.
Okay.
Because we have the priest and the rabbi at 2.
Okay.
So we're just like filling time until then. I've been watching the Revolutionary War documentary by Ken Burns, and I've... typical me, I'm just like realizing all these things, right? I'd be so annoying to be with because I can't just watch something. I'm like, doesn't this make you think about Pluto? Like, so stupid and
the
annoying.
The planet or the dog?
Either one, okay. Both. But I was thinking how the Revolutionary War, the history of it, is a lot like a human life in that we all think we know about the Revolutionary War, but we really don't, right?
Like, yeah. Well, we have a.
I thought I knew about the Revolutionary War, and still, until I watched this documentary, then I'm like, I don't know anything about it.
No.
And I think I know about you, Kev. You think you know about me, but like, we really don't.
No, because you
can't.
Does
that make any sense?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, when you think about a historical time period, you know, the Revolutionary War time period, most of us have only done basically the coloring book version of learning about it.
Which is what we do with each other's lives.
As opposed to the encyclopedia version of it, yeah. Which is what historians do. So somebody that studies specifically the Revolutionary War, they have all of that context, and we have the coloring book.
Yeah.
The question is, did we stay inside the lines?
So true. You know, one thing I'm learning about the Revolutionary War? Washington did not like his troops.
No.
Oh, my God. He was constantly calling them losers and sissies.
He's just motivating.
And this MF-er, I know this is a direct ripoff of Shane Gillis's stand-up about him being 6'3" with an iron disease with donkey teeth. But it's true, when his Continental Army were just running for the woods, he a bunch of times would ride his horse up to the very front and just start fighting people with like a switch. And one of his squires would have to take him back to the rear. And then this is crazy. This is in the documentary. There was a Native American sharpshooter who followed Washington around for a year. And he says, I shot him 17 times and he never flinched. And in one battle, Washington had 4 bullet holes in his clothing, and none of them scratched his skin. Pretty crazy.
How's that even possible?
I know.
Is he a superhero?
But unless it's going to happen later on in the doc, he was never really injured, and yet he was constantly in harm's way.
I kind of missed that element of the past, where if you wanted to fight, and if you wanted people to follow you, you had to be there.
True.
You had to be the one on the line with them saying, all right, follow me. Not, I'm going to lead from the rear. You guys, you all got to do that.
And you know who the absolute stud of the Revolutionary War was? Benedict Arnold.
Until?
Yes. He was the only general.
He was a hero, right?
That Washington thought was worth anything.
Yeah.
He loved Benedict Arnold. And he was a badass man. He like, when someone couldn't take Saratoga or Ticonderoga or whatever, he'd just go in and take it. And then he'd get shot and it'd shatter his femur and he'd just keep going. I haven't got to the point yet where he is a traitor. But man, he was a badass.
Yeah, boy, I wonder how he had all these strings of successes.
And then get this, last story I'll tell from the doc. There was a guy, just a guy, I think they gave his name, but he was just a soldier, who had his leg taken off by a cannonball. And he was in the hospital, the infirmary, such as it was, getting it sewn up, and another cannonball took his other leg off. It's a digging.
That's not great.
You kidding me?
Yeah, that's no good at all.
And we thought we were having a bad day yesterday.
Race doesn't seem interested in my Revolutionary War stuff.
I am interested. I was just looking up the George Washington thing. I wonder how much of that is...
Yeah.
Folklore little bit of like, you wouldn't believe it. 17 times he was shot. It's like, well, is that true? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The cherry tree thing was a lie.
Right. Right.
Not that it was really all that relevant anyway, you know?
But yeah, he was 6'3" when everyone else was like five foot five.
He must have seemed like a giant.
Yeah.
What was that horse? I bet the average height at that time was probably 5'4", 5'3".
Probably.
I thought they said in the doc that it was 5'7".
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Could buy that.
Okay. Man, I would have been tall.
And
then.
Also, thus far, and we're about halfway through, I'd say, the war, Washington is no great field commander. Like, everyone's saying it, including him. Like, he makes a whole bunch of mistakes and loses a whole bunch of battles. And then something interesting happened. He realized at some point, I don't have to win. They have to win. I just have to not lose. And that's how we won. We just kept not losing everything.
Hmm.
And kids, that's the Revolutionary War. Dave Glover style. All right, quick break. Right back at the top of the hour, the priest and the rabbi will be here for their end of the year visit.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I do too, man. They're just raw. Rach, tell us about Kevin McAllister's Plaza stay in 2025.
Yeah, let me get this pulled up here. The New York Toast. Doesn't that sound nice? No, the New York Post went through and just did a little calculating of how much this would cost in 2025. So Kevin McAllister stayed at the Plaza Hotel in 1992 in Home Alone 2.
92?
So damn. Over three decades, which it's like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
But yeah, he spent a lot while he was at the Plaza. He got a 16-scoop ice cream sundae, along with, you know, the suite and all that stuff. They're saying that the spread of food that he got at the Plaza would cost $2,200 in 2025.
Hmm.
It's because he spent $967 in 92. Now we're looking at $2,200. The suite to the sundae, the whole thing, would cost $8,500. $100, $2,100 back in 1902 for the whole kit and caboodle.
Have you seen the stuff about what his parents do for a living to have that big, nice house?
Yeah, I've seen people like wondering, okay, so does the mom even work? The dad, what does the dad do? They have this insane home and it's big enough that everyone's staying
there.
That
mom worked or not?
Well, the things I have seen, mom was the moneymaker and dad didn't work.
Oh. Okay.
Then she was involved in some sort of entertainment. Which I don't know where they got that, but
yeah, he was a professional child abandoner.
Yeah,
I mean, kind, by Home Alone 2, it's
it's happening twice, man. You're
really
a bad parent.
You should.
If Home Alone didn't exist, Could it come out in 2025? Or would people be like, what? This is just a story about monsters.
Just text him.
Come on. They report people to the police for letting their kids walk home from school.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't happen in like real life, but I think a movie would probably be fine. Although Rachel brings up a good point. The question wouldn't be like, why isn't CPS involved? The question would be like, just call them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look on Find My iPhone. Oh,
just go knock on your neighbor's door and ask if you can use their phone. And then, yeah, call your parents on their cell.
His mom's a fashion designer. And dad is a prominent businessman.
Okay.
Very, very vague.
Okay.
You know what, though? In the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, that was kind of a thing. What's your dad? Yeah, he's a businessman. He just works at one of the big companies and he makes money and has all the benefits.
I like the way you say businessman.
Businessman.
He's a businessman.
He's a businessman. Kind of like Frankenstein.
Man, I love Catherine O'Hara. She's good.
Oh, me too.
She is great and really, really funny.
Yeah. I think she's hot too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's pretty.
Very pretty.
She's
the guys are like, she's hot. Rachel's like, she's pretty.
Listen to the radio talking about the last show. Someone got excited at the call of State Militia. Wanna move. Playing in a traveling band.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.